Fall enrollment numbers recently released for the SIU Carbondale campus shows that there are 11,695 students on the campus, which represents a decline of 8.75% over last year. In announcing the official numbers recently, Interim Chancellor John Dunn also pointed out some bright spots.
We've been up front for several months now, sharing with people that we anticipated being down. We knew that we could see that, primarily related to the large graduation class that we had not only in May, but also in December. If you recall, I think we had 2,600 in May and 1,300 last December, so that's 3,900 students. So we anticipated being down. The good news is we are making progress, and we'll share some good news with you about what's underneath the numbers and how we're seeing this. Let me share with you that one of our first goals was retention, to make sure that when we recruit freshmen here, that they feel good about their experiences and that they stay. And this year we have retained 75% of the students that started with us in the fall of 18. That's an appreciable increase from last year, and it's way up from where it was about 4 or 5 years ago when we were down in the 60s. It needs to be even higher, and we're working on that, and we will do so.
Dunn pointed out that data is showing that the ACT scores of SIU Carbondale is trending up.
The ACT scores are up again. Last year, I think we shared with you that the ACT scores that we reported in fall of 2018 were the highest they had been in 20 years. These numbers are even higher than that. So that, too, is very good news. Transfer and graduate enrollment is essentially flat. Very good news that we haven't lost any ground there. And we're working hard, obviously, with our community colleges and others to make sure they know this is the institution of choice.
Jennifer DeHamers, Associate Chancellor for Enrollment Management, said the campus is working hard to fix the declining numbers by getting more students and their mentors to physically visit the campus.
So this year, as we moved into this fall semester, we were really focused on getting students on campus and showing them what the university was about. You might remember our SIU days that we've had. So moving forward, recruiting for fall 2020, we'll continue that emphasis on really getting the word about SIU out, inviting more high school counselors, community college advisors, as well as students and their families to campus. That's the best recruiting tool we have, is getting students here.
Toward the end of the news conference, Dunn stressed that the emphasis should be about the student and not the institution.
I think the word is out that people need to roll up their sleeves to make sure that students feel that they're being served well here, that it is their university, and it is our responsibility to make sure that we're conscious of that each and every day.
Dunn said the number of transfer and graduate students stayed flat, and the number of new first-time students decreased by just over 8% over last year. He added that the new programs in nursing and business analytics will close this gap. I'm Kevin Boucher.